Welcome everybody, Shir number 1206. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Ravarin Zisa, Lila Nishmas Belima Basra Moshe, and the Fu Shalema Miriam Rezel Basdina. Our learning should have to be a schuss for Klal Yisrael. Okay, getting back to our Malach of Goizei's sharing. Okay, I just want to read from the Mishnah Berura. We'll talk a little bit more about it in upcoming Shurim, but we mentioned in the Mechaber. Now, we've been talking about, of course, combing the hair. We said, of course, combing the hair is also to do. Combing the hair, brushing the hair in general, because it's a psik resha, that automatically, inevitably, some hairs will be pulled out. He brings down in Ois Sifkaton Pei Zayin, in our Simon Shin Gimel, which talks about the combing and brushing of the hair. The Mechaber said over there, it's all the way at the end, Sif Chav Zayin, that's where it is. Shin Gimel Sif Chav Zayin. Also Lisrek B'Masrek B'Shabbos V'Afilu Oisai She'Oisai Mi Sa'ar Chazir She'Yef Shesh Lo Yakrut. So he says, even if it's a pig's head brush, which is supposedly an extremely soft brush. Pig's hair is very, very soft. Okay, so the Mechaber says not to use even a pig's hair brush, which is, in other words, even such a soft brush. People say, well, got a comb, I understand. A comb is hard, it'll pull out my hair, I understand that. I use a regular brush, it'll pull out hair, it's fine, I understand that. But what about if I could find a brush, possibly, that's extremely soft, like this this pig's hair brush, Misar Chazir. So the Mechaber says, the Shulchan Aruch says, even in such a thing, even such a type of a brush, not to use. But the Mishnah Berura brings down on the bottom in Sifkaton Pei Zayin. He says like this, Sifkaton Pei Zayin, we call Mokoy Mutter Lasakin Ma'at. If somebody uses this pig's hair brush, which we'll see in a minute, it's extremely soft brush, he says, Mikomokim Mutter Lasakin Ma'at, and they just, for a little bit, they fix up their hair. You know, they don't, you know, use it vigorously. They just, you know, touch their hair a little bit here, just a little bit of a touch-up on their hair that got messed up overnight or whatever the case might be. So it says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Pei Zayin, Mikol Makom Mutar Lasakin Ma'at Es Sa'ar HaRosh Bekli Ha'osoy Misa'ar Chazir, from this pig's hair brush. So it says the Mishnah Berurah further, the Dafka Lisraik is Usur, that combing or brushing with a regular brush, that would be Usur, because of the fact that the Masher Seir, because of the fact that it pulls out the hair. It pulls out the hair. You use a brush, you use a regular brush, a regular hard brush, a regular comb, it pulls out hair. Avlasakin Ma'at, he says, but that's with regular combing, regular brushing. But very lightly to touch up a little drop on the top, you know, avalasak and ma'at, to touch up a little bit, you know, along the top, and not regular brushing, not regular combing. But he says, even with a comb, that would be usher. That's the point over here. In other words, even with a comb, but masrek is usher af bezeh. In other words, like this, we just said with a pig's hair brush, possibly there's a way to very lightly touch up the hair, but the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, we're going to talk about this pig's hair brush, this very extremely soft-haired brush, but to use a comb, he says, and even with the pig's hair brush, that's extremely soft, whereby possibly it won't be a psik resha, whereby inevitably, automatically, hairs will be coming out. But the Mishnah Berurah says, but even to touch up a little bit one's hair with a regular comb, right, or with a regular brush, the regular, you know, brushes that we have, or with a comb, is still usur. That's what he says. Avala sakim ma'at, sakim ma'at would be okay with this pig's hair brush, v'masreg usur af bezeh. But the regular combing, regular hard brush combing, regular combing with a regular comb, regular brush, even a little bit would still be usher. That's an important thing to keep in mind. A person might say, well, I'll take good. I'm not using a regular comb, you know, regular combing, I understand. I comb my hair the regular way, it pulls out hairs. But I'll just touch it up a little here, a little there. I'll just, you know, barely hit the surface, as they say. But even in such a case, he says, even to touch it up a little bit, even with a regular type of a comb, would still be usher, because of the fact that it's a psik resha. Then he says the Mishnah Berurah, v'nohagu she'yiya kli, but one should be noig in case they do have this type of pig's hair brush, which again I want to talk about. We'll see how it's brought down in the Sefarim, Sefer Lama Tes Malachas, possibly Reb Simcha Benim Kohn, but just the raw letter of the law, if you want to call it, this pig's hair brush should be set aside, miyuchad l'Shabbos, should be set aside for Shabbos. In other words, This is sort of like, if you want to call it, my Shabbos brush. And the point is being over here that the brush, it's extremely, extremely soft, number one. And number two, the person is not doing, even with this extremely soft brush, this pig's hair brush, and it's number one. Number two, it's set aside for Shabbos. And number three, they're not doing a regular brushing. They're just barely touching it up on top. So it shouldn't be of the lechol. Therefore, one should make sure to have it specifically for Shabbos. Okay. Okay, so the Sefer Lamedtes Melachos brings down on page 677. On page 677, he says like this, that in the Melach of Goizes, of course, that he says a soft bristle brush, right? Like what Mishnah Berurah calls a pig's hair brush. He says a very soft bristle brush. For example, he says preferably like a baby brush. For example, they have these baby brushes that are extremely, extremely soft. One not ordinarily used for brushing in adult's hair. Again, a baby's brush, which has to be extremely soft. He says may be used a little bit to touch up the hair, like we spoke about in the Mishnah Berurah, a little bit slightly, just to touch up the hair a little. He says further, a pig hair brush, is also acceptable. That's how it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. However, a stiff brush, he says, a regular stiff brush is taka aser because the bristles are firm and inflexible. He says, thus the bristles become caught by a knot in the hair. Some of the hair will almost certainly be pulled out by the stiff bristles and so on, as would happen when using a regular comb. So, however, with a soft brush, he says, the bristles will usually bend before pulling the hair if the brushing is not vigorous. So even in such a case, if you're going to use a baby brush, like an extremely soft baby brush, a pig hair brush, the brushing can't be vigorous. Like we said, just touching up a little bit here and there, not a regular full brushing. A hair pick. He says, what about a hair pick? May not be used because it's similar to a comb. And as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, using the regular brush, the regular stiff brush or the regular comb, even touching up a little bit, is not allowed to be done. So then he just goes on to say that it has to be a gentle brushing. Again, all on Sefer Lamedtes Melachos, page 677. The brushing must be gentle and only on the top of the hair. He says, even in the case with this baby brush, pig hair brush, whatever, the very soft brush, the brushing must be gentle and only on the top of the hair, not close to the scalp. You have to be very careful. Even if somebody did do this, a little bit touching up here and there, it has to be gentle only on the top of the hair and not close to the scalp. If the brushing is too vigorous, if it's going to be too rough of a brushing or too close to the scalp, it is likely to cause the hair to be pulled out even with a soft brush. Okay, so the point is even with a soft brush, but to do it even gently with a hard brush or a regular comb cannot be done. We saw that in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.